please leave a message.
Hey, it's me.
Well, it's you.
San Diego, you, that is. Ugh, I'm here at the beach, sun's out, everything's looking up. Oh my gosh, the food. We love the spice. Oh, and oh, that show was so fun. Sand in my shoes and all. Anyway, wish you, I, me, we, hope to see you soon.
Discover the best you at sandiego.org. Funded in part by San Diego Tourism Marketing District Assessment Funds.
News Talk Breakfast with Kira Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Let's go to Paul Hosford, who's the deputy political editor with the Irish Examiner. Of course, if you've missed out on the story, Thomas Gould said he's entirely innocent after being questioned by Gardaí investigating an alleged business fraud over a decade ago. Paul, this story broke, I suppose, on Saturday, really, but the arrest of Thomas Gould happened on Friday.
Yeah, this is something that happened on Friday morning by appointment. He informed the party, the party says that he informed them in late January that this complaint had been made, or that there was some element of this complaint coming. He told them on Thursday night that he had arranged, or he told them 2 weeks ago that he was due to speak to Gardaí, and then he told them on Thursday night that he would be arrested by appointment on Friday for questioning in relation to this complaint. It stems from a former employer of his, somebody who he was employed by prior to his 2020 election as a deputy for Cork North Central. We found out yesterday that Cork City Councillor Kenneth Collins was also questioned in relation to this. Both men assert their innocence. They say that they're completely innocent, and at the present there's no charges. The file has gone to the DPP. There's I suppose a long way to go before anything like that is decided, but at the moment it does cause the problem politically for Sinn Féin, in that you have a junior minister in Michael Healy-Ray who's asking for Mary Lou McDonald to address the Dáil on the matter.
There's very little Mary Lou McDonald can say at this point, apart from the fact that the two members of the party have been arrested, that the matter is with the Director of Public Prosecutions. They both maintain their innocence. It's at a bit of a political stalemate, but that possibly won't stop others making political capital.
Yeah, I think the reality of it is that when something is an active Garda investigation, sometimes from a political point of view, it is the best answer that you can give, is that it's with the Gardaí, that there's nothing more you can say, because it allows you not to answer a question or to go any further or risk going any further. So I think that answer, this is in the hands of the Gardaí, is probably the answer that you will hear for the next couple of months. But like you said, I think I don't think it will stop people making that political hay or out of it while it's there to be gotten at. Well, I suppose for Mary Lou McDonald, politically, the question is when she knew, what she knew and when.
When she knew it.
Yeah, because the Sinn Féin statement says that Mary Lou McDonald or party leadership was informed of this or some flavour of this in late January. Sinn Féin announced its spokespeople at the end of January. Now, Thomas Gould is not a member of the Sinn Féin frontbench, but he is their junior spokesperson on housing. He continued on that role. There was no real shake-up in that role. The party says he kind of continued it on from the Dáil. But the question is, if Mary Lou McDonald knew one of her deputies was facing something like this, did she allow him to continue in a spokesperson role, albeit a junior one? But at the same time, talking to people within Sinn Féin over the weekend, they kind of point to the predicament there, that there's nothing decided here, and anything that they do, any decision they make, could be taken one way or the other when there's no case here at the moment. There's a file gone to the DPP.
And just, it's worth pointing out that both Thomas Gould and Kenneth Collins have emphatically said they're not guilty of anything in statements they released to media over the weekend.
Yeah, absolutely. Both men separately have released statements through their solicitors. Thomas Gould said that he had actually sought earlier engagement with the Gardaí. He's undergoing treatment for bowel cancer at the moment. So he said he had sought earlier engagement with the Gardaí, had asked for this to be kind of sped up. He said that he's meeting with his legal team to review all of the legal avenues open to him, so that he's completely innocent, had worked for the company for many, many years, and had kind of risen to the level of senior management, says that he's completely innocent. Kenneth Collins, in a statement yesterday, saying the same, that he is completely innocent of any of the allegations against him.
OK, we'll leave it there for now. Paul Hosford, Deputy Political Editor of the Irish Examiner, thanks very much for joining us on News Talk.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7 on News Talk.
Please leave a message.
Hey, it's me. Well, it's you. San Diego, you, that is. Ugh, I'm here at the beach. Sun's out. Everything's looking up. Oh, my gosh. The food. We love the spice. Oh, and oh, that show was so fun. Sand in my shoes and all. Anyway, wish you, I, me, we hope to see you soon.
Discover the best you at sandiego.org. Funded in part by San Diego Tourism Marketing District Assessment Funds.